Hi, this is Leah Sakala from the Prison Policy Initiative, and I'm here with Drew Kukurowski. While Drew was studying law at the University of North Carolina, he came and did our Alternative Spring Break program, and then after he graduated, he came back as a research associate to work on our prison-based gerrymandering research and to launch a project on the prison telephone industry. Thanks for being here, Drew.
Thanks, Leah.
So what made you decide to work at the Prison Policy Initiative for the Spring Break program?
Well, when I was in graduate school studying philosophy, I started reading a book written by Glenn Lowry, who's a sociologist and economist that writes a lot about mass incarceration. And in one of Glenn Lowry's books, there was a postscript written by Pam Karlan, who's a law professor out at Stanford Law School. And she talked about prison gerrymandering and mentioned the Prison Policy Initiative. And so that piqued my interest. And I was looking for a volunteer project to work on during my second year of law school, and I saw the Alternative Spring Break program and figured I would submit my materials and give it a shot.
We're glad you did. What are some of the projects that you worked on while you were here with the Spring Break program?
So when I did Spring Break a few years ago, I worked on developing a primer for local reporters that cover city and county government in their, you know, in their jurisdictions. To inform them about prison gerrymandering and to sort of raise awareness about the potential for prison gerrymandering in the communities where they worked in, as a journalist.
And since you graduated, when you came back with us, what have you been doing since then?
Most of my work on a day-to-day basis here at Prison Policy Initiative is focused on studying prison gerrymandering, and that involves reaching out to local governments, you know, city clerks, county clerks, finding out how they redistricted after the last census, what they did with their prison population. And then on the side, I worked on a project sort of analyzing the policy arguments about lowering telephone calling rates in the prison, jail, and detention center telephone industry.
And I hear that that prison telephone project has generated some great buzz.
The prison telephone report that I did actually took off. It's been really great. It got cited in several news articles and a New York Times editorial, and you know, we were sort of most excited about it. It got cited in a couple letters from Congress people encouraging the Federal Communications Commission to regulate the prison telephone industry.
Very impressive. We're really, really glad that you did that report.
It was a lot of fun to write.
And how about the prison-based gerrymandering research? What sort of work did you do when you reached out to local officials?
You know, a lot of it involves picking up the telephone and talking with the county clerk or the county manager, maybe a city council person, something along those lines. And then, you try and find out if they redistricted, how they did it. And then it's sort of, you try got to get a copy of their map for their, county board districts or their city council wards or something like that. You might get sent a shape file. So I've dabbled in a little bit of the GIS software. A lot of it is learning how to do investigation. You're trying to dig up facts that people might have forgotten about, or might not have been a big deal in the place that you're researching. And you really develop these skills about talking with people and getting them to share public information with you.
Any particularly memorable moments during your time here that you'd like to share?
Yeah, it was great walking into work on a Monday morning in September and seeing our prison phone report cited in a New York Times editorial. That was pretty exciting. And it was also pretty cool. I had the opportunity to be interviewed on television about the prison telephone industry, which was also another exciting moment.
And for anybody who's listening, if you'd like to check out these interviews, you can click over to our PPI in the news page, and you can see Drew talking about his work there as well. Last question is, what would you recommend to students who are considering applying for a spring break, alternative spring break program or summer internship program with PPI?
I would really advise students who are considering interning here, either during spring break or in the summertime, to explore the PPI website and read some of the reports that PPI has published, some of the blog posts, news articles talking about prison gerrymandering or school zone sentencing enhancement zones, prison telephone industry. But I think the most important thing is just to explore the website so that you can really get a feel for the kind of work that Prison Policy Initiative does and see if that's the kind of thing you'd like to work on.
Great. Well, Drew, you've made a phenomenal contribution to our work during your time here, and we're really lucky to have had you here. So thanks so much for all you've done.
Thanks. It's been great working here, and everyone at PPI makes it really easy to succeed.